Good morning, everybody. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. I want to welcome you to day one of our 21-day Make Room prayer call. Over the next 21 days, we are going to intentionally clear the clutter from our hearts, align our lives with God's will, and create sacred space for God's presence to dwell and his voice to be heard. This is more than a fast. It's an invitation to reset, to realign, and to make room for God to do a new thing in us and through us. Growing up, one of my favorite games to play beside hide and seek was kickball. And we had this unspoken rule in the neighborhood, the do-over rule. If the person rolling the ball didn't roll it straight, or the ball came bouncing all crazy, you as the kicker had the right to yell out, do-over. No questions asked, no arguments, everybody respected the call. You got another chance to step up, square your shoulders, and take a clean shot at the ball. I think about that now and realize, spiritually, that's what these 21 days are. God is inviting us into a do-over. I've talked to many of you over the past few weeks, and the sentiments have been the same. Pastor, I need a do-over. A do-over in your prayer life, a do-over in your health, a do-over in your relationships, a do-over in your focus and discipline, a do-over in your walk with God. And I get it. Trust me. Here we are in August, and maybe where you are now doesn't look anything like where you thought you'd be when you started back in January. You had goals, you had momentum, you had vision, but somewhere along the way, life got busy. Distractions crept in and your spiritual fire started to flicker. That doesn't make you a bad person, just a person who's been living life, a person who's been juggling responsibilities, fighting battles others can't see, and sometimes pouring out more than you've been able to pour back in. Have you ever been there before? Have you ever looked up and realized that the fire you started the year with is barely a flicker now? Have you ever had to admit to yourself, I'm not where I thought I'd be by now? Have you ever felt like your soul was so cluttered with the urgent that you lost sight of the important? You see, clutter doesn't make you a bad person. It just means you haven't done a good job lately differentiating between what is useful and what is harmful. It's amazing how I could have cleaned my desk just a few weeks ago. But looking at it now, it's like it hasn't been cleared off in months because I've been piling new things on top of it without putting away the old stuff. And that's exactly what happens in our spiritual lives. We start with good intentions, maybe even a clean slate. But over time, if we don't intentionally maintain that space, little things begin to accumulate. Stuff like hurts, lingering doubts, distractions, unnecessary commitments, until suddenly the space that once felt open and free is now crowded and chaotic. And some of you couldn't wait to start this 21-day journey because you have a desire to clear that space. You're ready to remove what's been weighing you down, to sweep away the dust that's been settling on your joy, and to make room for God's peace and presence. But you know, there are things you've been holding on to that you can't take with you into the next season, habits and mindsets, relationships, or even secret burdens. And these 21 days are your opportunity to say, Lord, I want a clean heart and a fresh start. Well, that's what day one focus is. One word, cleanse. Cleanse. To cleanse is more than just to wash away dirt. is to restore purity, to remove anything that distorts the original design. When something is cleansed, it is not only emptied of what doesn't belong, but it is also prepared to receive what does belong. Spiritually, cleansing is the work of God, removing from our hearts anything that clouds our vision of God. Bitterness, fear, pride, shame, compromise. It's God going into the hidden corners of our soul where we've tucked away grudges, guilt, or grief, and lovingly sweeping them out so his presence can fill us up again. Cleansing is both a release and a renewal. It's letting go of what has no business living in the same space as God's purpose for your life and making room for God's spirit to flow freely. David understood this deeply when he prayed in Psalm 51:10. That's our key verse for today. Psalm 51:10. David prayed this prayer after a season of failure. He said this in the bigger part of the prayer. He said, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." When David prayed this prayer, there was nothing casual about it. This wasn't his morning devotion. It was a cry of a man who had just been confronted with the ugliest truth about himself. This prayer came after the prophet Nathan stood in David's throne room and told him a story about a rich man who stole a poor man's only lamb. David, burning with anger, declared, "That man deserves to die." Then Nathan looked him in the eye and said, "Well, you are that man." You see, David had sinned. He had taken another man's wife, Bathsheba, and arranged for her husband, Uriah, to be killed in battle to cover it up. For months, he lived with the secret, still leading the army, still writing songs, still wearing the crown. But inside, he was carrying a weight that was crushing him. Psalm 32 tells us his strength was sapped. His joy was gone, and his bones felt like they were wasting away. Have you ever been there? Have you ever tried to go through the motions on the outside while silently carrying a weight on the inside? Have you ever smiled in public but felt the ache of guilt in private? Have you ever kept showing up for your responsibilities but deep down you knew something wasn't right between you and God? Well, that's where David was, crown on his head, power in his hand, but peace nowhere to be found. And when Nathan's words broke through the walls of his denial, David finally stopped running and cried out, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." Let's think about that for a moment. David doesn't ask for reprieve, a cancellation or postponement of punishment, because he knew that if another opportunity presented itself, he would probably do it again. Now, this is for the real folks on the call this morning, because I know that there are at least 25 people, and I'll make 26, who can be honest enough to say, "I've prayed those get me out, Lord, prayers before." You know what I'm talking about. "Lord, if you get me out of this, I'll serve you until I die. Lord, if you let this test come back negative. Lord, if you keep my name out of their mouths. Lord, if you give me one more chance, I promise I'll never go back to that again." Some of us have prayed those prayers in tears, in hospital rooms, in courtrooms, in the middle of the night when nobody else knew what was going on. And God, in God's mercy, has answered some of those prayers. But here's the thing. A reprieve changes your circumstance, but it doesn't necessarily change you. And David didn't just want a change in circumstances. He wanted a change in mind, in character. He didn't want to just be spared. He wanted to be restored. So he doesn't ask God to improve his heart, but he wants God to perform open heart surgery by taking out his heart and implanting inside of him a brand new heart. Lord, I'm not asking for a second chance. Lord, I need a new life. Recreate my heart. Wash it until it beats in rhythm with yours. Strip away every residue of the old me until there's nothing left but what you shape with your own hands. That's the posture we're taking over the next 21 days. Lord, cleanse me until you can see yourself in me. Not just a cleaner version of the old heart, but a brand new one fashioned by the Master. Because here's the truth. When God gives you a clean heart, it doesn't just change your Sunday morning. It changes your Monday afternoon. It changes the way you love people, the way you make decisions, the way you handle temptation, and the way you worship. So our prayer today is simple, but it's costly. Lord, I'm not just asking you to fix me. I'm asking you to remake me. Now, that ain't no cute request, because it requires God to put his hands on the very parts of you you've been trying to hide. It requires God to dig into the deep places where the pain is buried, where the habits are rooted, and where the secrets are stored. It means letting him break what needs to be broken, remove what you've been clinging to, and expose what's been comfortable in the dark. It means surrendering your right to keep certain doors in your heart locked and saying, Lord, every room belongs to you, every corner, every closet, every hidden compartment, every shelf where I've been storing old pain, every drawer where I've tucked away habits I don't want to face, every space I've marked off limits because I'm afraid of what you'll find. All of it belongs to you, because if I'm asking you, Lord, to cleanse me, that means I can't just hand you the easy places. I have to give you access to the messy ones too. And we know that God can answer that prayer, because he answered it 2,000 years ago on a hill called Calvary. It was there that Jesus took on the ultimate mess, the sin of the entire world. And he didn't just cover it up. He cleansed it completely. The blood that ran down that cross didn't just wash over the surface. It reached into the deepest stain of sin and made it white as snow. If he could take the weight of every sin from Adam to the end of time and still rise with all power in his hands, surely he can handle the mess in your heart today. Surely he can take what's been left sitting too long, what's been festering in the dark, and make it clean again. That's why on this first day of our 21-day journey, we pray like David prayed, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. What are some things you've been holding on to that God is asking you to release? What closets in your heart have you kept locked that God is asking to open? What residue has been sitting in your spirit that needs to be scrubbed clean? What relationships, habits, or thoughts have been cluttering the space God wants to fill? And most importantly, will you give God permission to cleanse not just what's visible, but also what's hidden? Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you on this first day of our 21-day Make room, prayer journey with open hearts and hands lifted. Thanking you for another day's journey, for another opportunity to experience your love, kindness, and tender mercy. We thank you that last night was not our last night, but you woke us up this morning knowing the joys of a brand new day. And we thank you for that. Lord, like David, we cry out, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Remove every weight, every sin, every hidden thing that has been cluttering our spirit. Purge us until there is nothing left in us that offends you, and fill us with your spirit afresh. And Lord, we stand on what you said in your word, that if we confess our sins, that you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You promise to remove our sins as far as the east is from the west and to remember them no more. So right now, we silence every voice of the enemy that wants to bring up what you have already forgiven. We cancel every whisper of shame, guilt, and condemnation because your word declares there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. The enemy is a liar and his accusations hold no power over us because the blood of Jesus has spoken a better word, a word that declares whom the Son sets free is truly free indeed. And not bondage, a word that declares if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. A better word, a word of not rejection, but a word that declares my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness and not guilt. A word that declares thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ and not defeat. So Father, as we stand in the gap today for our communities, we cover all of our students and teachers in the blood of Jesus as they enter this school year. Protect them from danger and distraction and deception. Give our children wisdom beyond their years and give our educators strength, compassion, and endurance. We cover every person on this call as they walk into workplaces, classrooms, neighborhoods, and assignments today. Go before us, Lord. Open doors that no man can shut. Shut some doors that no man can open. Make every crooked place straight and every rough place smooth. We claim it today. We claim victory over every plan of the enemy, over sickness, over lack, over fear, over confusion, and over division. We decree and declare that today we walk in the power of the Spirit, the covering of the blood, and the authority of the name of Jesus. And we seal this prayer with boldness because this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We start this journey clean, covered, and committed to making room for you. So everyone on the call, I want you to repeat what's going to become our daily declaration. Repeat after me. Today, I am cleansed by the blood of Jesus. I am free. I am new. I am covered and I am victorious. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I will walk in power. I will walk in peace. And I will walk in purpose. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. It's in the strong name of Jesus we seal this prayer. Come on, everybody shout wherever you are, amen. Hey, listen, thank you for joining us on day one of our Make Room journey. Remember, our key word today is the word cleanse. And our scripture verse is Psalm 51, verse 10. Let that be your focus today. Let it guide your prayers. Let it shape your thoughts and actions. And I want you to ask the Lord all day long, Lord, cleanse my heart, cleanse my mind, cleanse my spirit. And y'all watch God make room in you for God's presence, God's power, and God's purpose. Hey, listen, I'm praying for you today. I want you to be careful, be watchful. Invite a friend, a neighbor, a coworker to join us every weekday morning over the next 21 days, beginning at 6:30 a.m. And for the ones who missed the call, just let them know that it'll be uploaded to our website later today at gracechurchal.com. And just click on the 21-day prayer call flyer. Hey, listen, y'all have a great day today. I am rooting for you. So be encouraged. Peace.